He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. While I hook up my microphones here, there we go. It is April the 15th, that day that will go down in infamy forever, tax day. Will you be standing in line at midnight at the U.S. Post Office in your town? Or are you one of these people that has had it done for months? You know, that's the way some people are, and others are procrastinators. And others will file their extension and until there's no more extensions, until they're out of extensions. And then they'll finally file their taxes. We've got a good day in the market. I guess there's a sigh of relief going around here that tax day is here. I'm sure the CPAs are rushing right now to the get everything last dot on the I's and the last crosses on the T's. The S&P is up 10 points right now to 2105. The Dow is up 93 points to 18,129. We have the NASDAQ up 17, a little softer than the others. The go-go stocks, not the go-go part of the market today. The NASDAQ is at 4,995. Crude oil, look at this, huh? $54.22. Been watching this? What happened to the $35 that folks were calling for? Not only did it hold the 45 level, not only did it hold the 50 level, we're at 54. I continue to add a few oil stocks to the portfolio here and there. The euro at 1.0627 and the 10-year yield is at 1.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, so far, knock on wood, we haven't had a lot of companies report, but those that have reported earnings so far have come in a little bit better than expected, and the market is reacting accordingly. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they're going to leave their rates unchanged. Well, there's no way they're going to raise interest rates yet in Europe. Don't they have a zero ZERP, zero interest rate policy? They're giving money away in Europe still, and they're printing more if they run out. And that continues to make the euro dive. Let me just take a look at a current chart of the euro. Well, at least it's stabilized for now. And it continues to make the dollar rise, and it's also stabilized for now, which is bullish for the market. But Mario Draghi, despite all the glitter that he's covered in now, hit by a glitter bomb during his meeting. What kind of security do they have over there, huh? Anybody can just walk in and dump glitter on the ECB bank president. But Europe will continue to print money. And the European markets continue to do well. In fact, I believe the European markets are hitting a new 14-year high. And I continue to look to add exposure. In fact, I added more yesterday, as you'll see in the newsletter this weekend. That's my second big move in Europe in the last 2 or 3 weeks. That will be in my newsletter in the ETF portfolio, which you can see my newsletter. And the model portfolios every single weekend by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I had someone send me an email yesterday saying, how come I can't see your model portfolios? Well, if you're a subscriber to the newsletter is $195 per year, $60 for 3 months, or 4 weeks for free, take your pick. Or if you become a client, the newsletter is also part of the deal. You see all the model portfolios every single weekend. But I also send out a free version of the newsletter after a 4-week trial ends. You still continue to get my free version of the newsletter, which has quite a bit of data in it, but it obviously does not have the model portfolios. We've had Delta report earnings, a little bit better than expected. Not quite getting the boost that everybody thought from cheap oil. But hey, Delta's gone from being a $4 stock back in 2008 to a $44 stock currently. That's an 11 bagger since 2008. The market's a three bagger. So as you can see, Delta has done a nice job of outperforming the market over the last several years. I currently do not own Delta. I like the valuation, but you know what's tailed off? The relative strength has tailed off. And the chart pattern doesn't look that good to me. In fact, I see a drift lower. So I sold my Delta, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, something like that. And Delta is reacting, however, well to their current earnings report. Not great, but okay. Delta's relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 is now a 74. The valuation's still there, but I have to have all three. I have to have relative strength, I have to have valuation, and I have to have a strong stock chart. And right now, Delta is missing two of those requirements that I have. Therefore, I don't own Delta. I have owned it in the past. Bank of America has also reported a little bit better than expected earnings. Earnings, that is, I believe their sales, their revenues missed. Bank of America, another key component of a lot of indexes, so that's an important one. They've come out, they've beat. Intel also, important one. Intel, very important member of many indexes. Important bellwether for the technology sector. They've reported earnings. They've come in and beat by quite a bit. And that bodes well for the NASDAQ, that bodes well for the technology sector, and that bodes well for the chip stocks as of now. But more to come, right? We're very early on in earnings season so far. Here's one that surprises me a little bit. Japan is set to overtake China as America's largest overseas creditor when the U.S. Treasury releases its February investment figures at 4 o'clock in Washington. China cut its investment in treasuries for a fifth month in January, while Japan added $7.7 billion, narrowing the gap to just $1 billion. The two Asian nations each own almost 10% of the $12.6 trillion in publicly traded U.S. debt. China has held more than Japan since 2008. So, yeah, I mean, we were talking there for a long time about how China will own us at some point in time if this continues. Well, China owns 10% of our debt right now, soon to be passed by Japan, which owns about 10% of our debt, 20% between those two countries. I guess they see that yield at 1. Let's see, where is it today? 1.88% is being attractive and a safe place to park their money and earn money, and they continue to loan money to us. But pretty soon there, Japan will pass China as our biggest creditor. And we have more earnings coming in. It's going to really get quite tumultuous here soon. When does Apple report? Apple reports, I believe, next Tuesday. No, Apple's reports are still a couple of weeks away. But they're starting to come in hot and heavy now, and a lot of important companies will be reporting. And before you know it, the numbers will be in, and we'll tally up all the numbers. That's all I can say is so far, so good. You've seen how the market's reacted so far. We haven't seen any major revisions downwards to this quarter's earnings yet, or next quarter's earnings, or this year's earnings, or next year's earnings. But stay tuned because those numbers are subject to change. They change all the time. But as we sit here today, and as I continue to repeat, the earnings for this year, the earnings for next year should be higher than previous years, which means that growth in America, growth in corporate America, growth in earnings, growth in the economy continues. And as long as that takes place, the bull market can continue. But when those earnings finally top out, and finally start to recede, then you want to think about not being a buy and hold type of investor, because the last bear market was to the tune of 53%, and that's not a sweet tune to hear. Ouch, that one hurts. So we want to try to prevent that, and we continue to watch numbers, continue to watch economic reports, continue to watch GDP, but most importantly, we continue to watch stocks, companies, and we try to ferret out best stocks now, which we'll try to do when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, some stocks are stocks of yesteryear, and some stocks are best stocks now. That's kind of my theory here. That's the concept that I preach, and that's the concept that I adhere to here at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, sometimes the same thing applies to the music world. Yesterday, I was right across the, from our office here in San Diego is a Westin Hotel. And then next to the Westin Hotel is the Balboa Theater. The Balboa Theater has been there for like 100 years. And every once in a while, some washed-up rock star will show up at the Balboa Theater. They're not always washed up, but, you know, look, they're paying the Balboa Theater. They're not playing the Hollywood Bowl anymore. And yesterday I saw a tour bus parked at the Westin Hotel and saw Pat Benatar. She's going to perform. She performed last night in San Diego at the Balboa Theater. Now, would I walk across the street? You heard the expression. I wouldn't walk across the street to see her or him. You know, I never was a Pat Benatar fan. Hit me with your best shot. Go ahead and do it, Pat. But if I didn't like her then in her spandex pants, why would I like her today in her spandex pants at the Balboa Theater? Is she a best stock now? I mean, is she a best performer now? Has she had any hits lately? Has she won any, been inducted into the Rock and Roll? I don't know. Look, I never was a Pat Benatar fan, and I certainly wouldn't consider her a best rock star today. But for those of you who like Pat Benatar, God bless you, and know that maybe she's coming to a theater near you soon. So you can, I'm sure, go onto her website and book a couple of front row tickets. And when she gets up and sings, you can stand up in front and wave your arms back and forth and light a match or a candle. Now we do it on our iPhones. You download the Candle app, which looks like a candle, and you hold it up during the rock concert. And now you're at a concert in the new millennium, right, with your iPhone. Well, speaking of best stocks now and best stocks of yesteryear, let's put Intel under the microscope and see if Intel is a best stock now. And you're probably saying, oh, I already know the answer. Well, no, you don't. Not necessarily. It may surprise you what the answer is. Surprise, surprise. Intel reported earnings. Intel has beat estimates here this week, and Intel has responded in a positive way so far this week to their earnings. Intel obviously is a fairly large company, a $153 billion company headquartered in Santa Clara, California. Intel starts our day, doesn't it? Start me up. Was it the Rolling Stones? Speaking of rock stars of yesteryear, by the way, they'll be here at Petco, where the pets go, in several months, I think. Boy, the tickets are expensive. I did see them once when they played Petco the first time. Well, now they're 7 years older. They looked pretty decrepit 7 years ago. I don't know about today. I don't know that I'll be spending $300 or $400 to see the Rolling Stones rock Petco. I've heard Jumpin' Jack Flash quite a few times in my life, and I don't know if I want to make Keith Richards and I can't think of the other guy's name. See, that's, I bet they can't remember their own names either. Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. I don't want to make them any richer at this point in their life. Intel, over the last 10 years, what do you think? Has it beat the market? Has it been a market performer? Has it underperformed the market? It's a market performer. While the market's been going up 6% per year, 6.1, okay, Intel's been going up by 6.4. Big deal. Over the last 3 years, Intel has underperformed the S&P 500. Now, it's not that Intel has lost its mojo. It's not that Intel chips don't work anymore. It's not that Intel has lost its gargantuous lead in the semiconductor chip industry. It's just that Intel is a gigantic company now. And it's very difficult to grow a company of this size, $153 billion. In fact, here's a statistic that will knock you out. Over the last 5 years, Intel's earnings have been growing by what? Give me a guess. 10%? 15%? 12%? Wrong. 1%. 1% per year. That's kind of like Pat Benatar's record sales. Been growing by 1% per year. Not too good. That's why the stock hasn't really been doing that well. That's why it's been underperforming the market. Over the last 3 years, Intel has delivered 7.5% per year to investors, and that includes a dividend. Intel now pays a dividend of 3%. Buy it for the dividend. That's what they say. I don't like that theory, buying stocks for the dividend, because I want capital appreciation too. Over the last 12 months, however, I can't argue with Intel's performance. It's had a pretty good year. But all in all, it gets a performance grade of C. I don't know what attendees at the Pat Benatar concert gave to Pat Benatar last night. I was at the Padre game myself. I chose the Padres over Pat Benatar, which is about an even choice there, you know. But the Padres are looking pretty good these days. We're 5-4. We don't have our head above water too often, above 500, but right now we're a game above 500. We celebrate while that lasts, but I think it could last this year. Look, I've watched a lot of baseball in my day. They have a good team. They have a very good team. Don't mess with the Padres. If the Padres come to town, don't say, oh boy, we get to beat up on the Padres. Not this year. We look pretty good. Intel, from a valuation point of view, well, it's trading at 13 times earnings. That may seem like a bargain. I don't know what Pat Benatar tickets were last night. It was probably not, you know, like $400 a seat or anything like that. But enough to put gas in the bus to get to the next town. The forward PE of Intel is 13. It's expected to grow by 8% per year over the next 5 years. Well, we'll believe that when it happens, because they've only been growing by 1%. I can see Intel getting back up into the $50 area. But all in all, out of 4,071 stocks in my database, Intel comes in at number 2,472. I'm not going to talk you out of your Intel. I know you're getting a 3% dividend. But I would remind you that you've underperformed, the stock has underperformed the market by a pretty wide margin over the last 3 years and over the last 5 years. And it's very difficult. It's a law of numbers. It's very difficult to grow a company that's now $153 billion in market capitalization. But I'll bet it's a widely held stock. There's no question about it. Should it be a widely held stock? It's not held here. Nor did we go to the Pat Benatar concert last night. We'll be right back. I said the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the money printing that's going on in Europe. That's that whirring sound you hear coming from, I believe, is the European Central Bank. I think it's in Germany. That's what I want to say. I'm not sure, but I think that's where it is, and I think that's where the printing presses are buried, down in the basement of the ECB. And they're printing like crazy right now. And if they run out, they'll just print a little more. It's no big deal. And that's juicing the European economy. There was a protester there, I see, dumping glitter on Mr. Draghi's head. Well, you know, hey, do you want a job or not? You got to keep your economy going. Where would we be today had it not been for TARP, had it not been for the quantitative easing measures that we took that we did here in America? That will be discussed ad infinitum. That's all we know, is that so far it seemingly has worked. Okay? It's pretty hard to argue with results. We've talked about the companies that have reported earnings so far. Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Alcoa, Delta, Bank of America, Intel, still just a handful, but we're getting there. And pretty soon they'll start flowing in. And it's all I can say is the old expression, so far so good. Okay, and that's my view from where I sit. Continue to update earnings on all the companies in the S&P 500 and in the Dow. But we really look at the S&P as the benchmark. And so far, so good. We've talked a little bit about Japan, how it's going to pass China as our biggest creditor. They're the ones that are buying our debt right now. Well, are they making a bad buy? Are they making a bad bet in our debt? I don't know. If interest rates go up, they are. If they're going to hold them to maturity, then I guess there's no harm, no foul. But if they need to sell our bonds for any reason and interest rates go up in the interim, then they'll sell them for a loss. But having said that, hey, more power to them. We talked about Intel. Is it a best stock now? You know, look, it's a widely held stock. It's a recognizable name. We probably all come in contact with an Intel product on a daily basis. I don't own Intel here at Gunderson Capital Management. The name of my show is Best Stocks Now. Therefore, Intel doesn't currently qualify as a best stock now. Yet you could make a lot of arguments that it pays a 3% dividend. It's trading at just 13 times earnings, and we like it here, was what they would say on NBC, CNBC, or the Fox Business Channel. We think you're getting a good deal here, Joe. You know, you're getting a 3% dividend yield. You're getting paid to wait and wait and wait. It has had a good 12 months, okay? But it just doesn't have all the pieces in place. For me, a best stock now is a puzzle, and it has to have all the pieces. It has to have the value piece. It has to have the relative strength piece. It has to have the technical pattern piece, which isn't very good right now either on Intel. And Intel's relative strength right now on a scale of 1 to 99 is 32. Not very good. Okay. Let's take a look at another one. This is one that I like right now. This is one that I believe when we analyze it, when we put it under the microscope, when we take a look at how it's done and how it's expected to do, I believe we'll find one that qualifies right now as a best stock now. But let's see. Let's not prejudge it here. We're going to take a look at a company that I've written up. Oh, I want to say on MarketWatch probably. Actually, I think this one was on thestreet.com. The name of the company is Watsco. I kind of pride myself in finding companies that are just a little bit under the surface, a little bit under the radar. You know, we don't own IBM and General Electric and Johnson and Microsoft and Intel here and all the others. We kind of own stocks that are just a little bit under the radar. Because I believe those other ones have kind of come to fruition. They're not exactly the growth vehicles that they once were. Watsco is still growing. What did I say that Intel was growing by over the last 5 years? 1% per year. Watsco, which is not a sexy company, what do? They distribute air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration products for the replacement and home building markets. You've probably been cooled by a Watsco air conditioner. I had a noisy one the other night, a few weeks ago for Easter vacation. We went away for a day or two, and man, the air conditioner was noisy. Kept me up all night. I hope it wasn't a Watsco. Watsco is a $4.4 billion market cap company headquartered in Miami, Florida. And you know why an air conditioning company would be headquartered in Miami, Florida. You know, we don't use our air conditioning too much here in San Diego. We kind of have a natural air conditioning that comes off the Pacific, which is a lot cooler ocean than most people realize. And, you know, maybe out of 365 days in the year, most people use their air conditioning maybe 10 or 20 days. Now, at the office, it's a little different. You know, I have to use it. But air conditioning is not as big a deal out here as it is in some of the hotter, more humid climates. Watsco, again, is a mid-cap stock, and this has been a sweet spot in the market. In fact, I own Watsco in my kind of mid-cap portfolio, my mid-range portfolio, my moderate risk portfolio, not conservative, not aggressive, but kind of in the middle, and it's been good to me so far. Look at the chart. Relative strength is 87. And compare the performance of Watsco, WSO, versus Intel. Oh, I know Intel's got a much bigger name, but has Intel returned 15.7% per year over the last 10 years? No. Intel's performed a lot less than that at the market. Has Intel beat the market quite handily over the last 5 years? No. Watsco has. By 9 points a year. That really adds up over 5 years. Watsco's delivered 20% per year, 20.6, while the market's delivered 11.6. Watsco's beaten the market over the last 3 years, 26% per year, market 15.2. Again, stellar performance. In fact, the performance grade of Watsco, while Intel gets a C, I don't like investing in C stocks, you know. I don't like eating at restaurants with a grade of C. That means the health department's been there and found some things. Maybe some things that start with C, cockroaches in the, I don't know, something they deserve a C. And I don't really want to order a burrito there. Over the last 12 months, Watsco's up 32%. The market's up 14%. Again, this is an A-minus performer. And it's an air conditioning stock. And here's another little tidbit of information. Back in 2008, when the heat was on in the kitchen of the S&P 500 and the S&P was down 38%, Watsco was up 9% that year. I guess that's the last thing people will cut is their air conditioning. Yeah, you can get rid of your Netflix. And you can get rid of maybe, I don't know about cable TV, that's almost become an entitlement these days. But air conditioning, you know, that's going to be the last thing to go. If you're going to go broke, you may as well stay cool while you're going broke. Watsco did well back in 2008. Now, when we look at the valuation side of the ledger, when I take the earnings estimates for today, for next year at 568, and I grow them by 13-14% per year over the next 5 years, and I put a multiple on those earnings, I get a target price of $206, which seems mighty lofty for an air conditioning stock. But hey, this stock was 27 back in 08, and today it's 127. That's been a pretty good performer over the years. So I continue to like Watsco, WSO. I own it in my moderate risk account. Out of 4,071 different investments that I track, it comes in at number 100. It's in the top 100 right now and continues to be a stock that I own. You know, another thing I would say here about Watsco is in the sector called building sector. A lot of those building stocks, Trex, Acuity Brands, and the home builders themselves, Toll Brothers and others, they continue to do really well. Why? Because interest rates are dirt cheap. That helps the home builders, and that helps the suppliers to the home builders. So that continues to be a sector that I like in the market right now. Well, there you go. There's the best stock now. We talked about a stock of yesteryear that's still a great company, but I don't see it as being that great of an investment anymore, and that would be Intel. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I want to talk about one of the important parts of investing here. You know, we talked about Intel a little while ago, and obviously Intel is a technology stock. And I do like the technology sector right now. The NASDAQ continues to do better than the S&P 500 and in the and more better than the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But what are some of the best technology stocks right now, Bill? If you don't like Intel, what do you like? Well, one of the nice features of the app is you can click on the sectors, and there they all are, and then you can click on technology, and it will give you the ranking of the stocks within that sector. Okay, so let's take technology for instance here. Here's the, in fact, there's 7 A-rated stocks in technology right now. The number one ranked stock in the technology sector right now, according to the Gunderson app, the Best Stocks Now app, which you can look at beststocksnowapp.com, or the mobile versions at the iPhone store or the Google Play store. The number one ranked stock, it's number 8 overall and number 1 in the technology sector, is Tencent Holding. Maybe you've never heard of Tencent Holding. Well, Tencent Holding is a Chinese technology stock. It's as big as Intel. It's $189 billion in market capitalization. It came public in 2010. It's kind of bided its time here for a while, and now it's starting to take off. Chinese stocks are starting to take off, and this stock is hitting a new all-time high right now. It trades under the symbol TCEHY. And it is a stock that I own in my conservative growth account. It's the number one ranked technology stock right now by the Best Stocks Now app. Number 2 is one that I have owned for a long, long time. And it's still ranked the second best technology stock, and I continue to own it. I've doubled my money in it, more than doubled my money in it. I did cut my position in half. I took out my cost. Skyworks, number 2. It makes a lot of the parts, the innards, the entrails of the smartphones. Very important company. And they've gone from $3 to $96. When I wrote my book, it was one of the stocks that I chose as the best stock now. And it's probably tripled since then. The third ranked technology stock right now is Ambarella, A-M-B-A. They design system-on-a-chip semiconductor processing solutions used in cameras for security and surveillance markets. How many times have they caught criminals because they had a camera somewhere spying on us? And they were able to get a description of the thug that beat the old lady and ran off with her purse, right? Ambarella's hitting new highs. It came public in 2012 at $5 a share, and it's now $75 a share. The number 4 ranked technology stock is Rally Software, a company that came public in 2013. It's kind of been all over the place, all over the map, but right now they're starting to get a little head of steam going. and it is the number 4 ranked technology stock. The number 5 is Ultimate Software. That's one that I own. It's hitting new highs in my aggressive growth account. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6 is UNXL, Unipixel. This is a tiny one. It's a microcap producer of performance engineered film for the display touchscreen flexible electronic markets. All this touchscreen stuff now, somebody makes that sensitive film that's able to sense your touch and send you to the right place. Number 7 is Synaptics, S-Y-N-A, another one that I own. Synaptics develops touchpad and customized user interface software for smartphones, tablets, and personal computers. Touchpad, growing industry within the computer industry. So that's a real nice feature. I use it all the time. I want to own the best of the best. If I zero in on a top sector that I like, I want to own the very best stocks within that sector. And everybody would have a different opinion as to what the best stocks constitute. Some would say Intel's the best stock. Microsoft's the best stock because they dominate the industry. But my problem with that is they're not growing anymore. They're past their prime. The Ciscos of the world. Instead, you've got all these newcomers that you're not as familiar with. Of course, 10 years ago, people weren't as familiar with Intel and Microsoft. They were investing in the previous stocks of yesteryear. Now you've got a whole new class leading at the head of the class, the Tencent Holdings, the Skyworks, the Ambarellas, the Rally Softwares, the Ultimate Softwares, the Unipixels, the Synaptics, etc. And that's where I shop. Look, to each his own. I just tell you what I do here. You can look at the newsletter every single week, see if it produces any fruit or if it's just a bunch of hogwash. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to maybe juice up, fix up, overhaul, upgrade your portfolio a little bit, I can't make any promises, but we'll do everything we can do to put you into the best stocks now, according to Bill Gunderson. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. And also remember, I am not a buy and hold kind of guy. I've been fully invested. Almost. A few times we've dropped a little bit. But we've been in this market since the bull began back in March of 2009. We continue to be fully invested in this bull. But we don't intend on being fully invested when the inevitable bear market eventually hits. At some point in the future. Nobody knows when that will be, but we continue to keep our ear to the ground and our fingers on the calculators and the numbers, looking at numbers, because numbers don't lie, to determine when it's getting a little squishy out there. And then we'll do something else. Again, it's pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.